Tuesday, May 17th, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. An Evening Prayer Hymn. The setting sun now dies away, and darkness comes at close of day. Your brightness beams, dear Lord, impart, and let them shine within our heart. We praise your name with joy this night. Please watch and guide us till the light. Joining the music of the blessed, O Lord, we sing ourselves to rest. To God the Father, God the Son, and Holy Spirit, three in one, Trinity blessed, whom we adore, be praised in glory evermore. And the psalmody, beginning with the first antiphon. Now the reign of our God has begun, and power is given to Christ his anointed. Alleluia. Psalm 20. May the Lord answer in time of trial. May the name of Jacob's God protect you. May he send you help from his shrine and give you support from Zion. May he remember all your offerings and receive your sacrifice with favor. May he give you your heart's desire and fulfill every one of your plans. May we ring out your joy at your victory and rejoice in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your prayers. I am sure now that the Lord will give victory to his anointed, will reply from his holy heaven with the mighty victory of his hand. Some trust in chariots or horses, but we in the name of the Lord. They will collapse and fall, but we shall hold and stand firm. Give victory to the King, O Lord, give answer on the day we call. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm Prayer. Lord, you accepted the perfect sacrifice of your Son upon the cross. Hear us during times of trouble and protect us by the power of his name, that we who share his struggle on earth may merit a share in his victory. And repeating the first antiphon, now the reign of our God has begun, and power is given to Christ his anointed. Alleluia. And the second antiphon, you have assumed the authority that is yours. You have established your kingdom. Alleluia. Psalm 21. O Lord, your strength gives joy to the king. How your saving help makes him glad. We have granted him his heart's desire. You have granted him his heart's desire. You have not refused the prayer of his lips. You came to meet him with the blessings of success. You have set on his head a crown of pure gold. He asked you for life, and this you have given, days that will last from age to age. Your saving help has given him glory. You have laid upon him majesty and splendor. You have granted your blessings to him forever. You have made him rejoice with the joy of your presence. The king has put his trust in the Lord. Through the mercy of the Most High he shall stand firm. O Lord, arise in your strength. We shall sing and praise your power. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm Prayer. Father, you have given us life on this earth, and have met us with the grace of redemption. Bestow your greatest blessing on us, the fullness of eternal life. And repeating the second antiphon, you have assumed the authority that is yours. You have established your kingdom. Alleluia. And the third antiphon, let all creation serve you, for all things came into being at your word. Alleluia. Revelation chapter 4, verse 11, chapter 5, verses 9, 10, and 12. O Lord our God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things. By your will they came to be and were made. Worthy are you, O Lord, to receive the scroll and break open its seals, for you were slain. With your blood you purchased for God men of every race and tongue, of every people and nation. You made of them a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they shall reign on the earth. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the third antiphon, let all creation serve you, for all things came into being at your word. Alleluia. And our reading for this Tuesday evening is from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 through 5. Come to the Lord, a living stone rejected by men, but approved nonetheless and precious in God's eyes. You too are living stones, built as an edifice of spirit into a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. And a responsory, the disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. When they saw the risen Lord, Alleluia, Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. And a canticle of Mary, beginning with the antiphon, If you loved me, you would surely be glad that I am going to the Father. Alleluia. And the canticle of Mary can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon for the canticle of Mary, If you loved me, you would surely be glad that I am going to the Father. Alleluia. And now our intercessions. As Christ lay in the darkness of the earth, he saw the light of a new glory. Let us cry out to him in joy, saying, King of glory, hear us. We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons, that they may be zealous in their ministry, and prepare for you a people devoted to every good work. King of glory, hear us. We pray for all who teach in the service of your church, that they may seek your truth with a sincere heart. King of glory, hear us. We pray for your faithful people, that they may be victorious in the contest of faith, and win the prize of victory in your kingdom. King of glory, hear us. You canceled our condemnation by nailing it to the cross. Free us from your chains and lead us out of darkness. King of glory, hear us. You went down among the dead and opened for them the gates of life. Welcome our dead brothers and sisters into your kingdom. King of glory, hear us. Now we'll say together in Our Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer. Let us pray. Father, you restored your people to eternal life by raising Christ your Son from death. Make our faith strong and our hope sure. May we never doubt that you will fulfill the promises you have made. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.